Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. So, as you know, on a Thursday, just after 9 o'clock, Dr. Sheldon will be here. That's our musicologist. And then before that, What to Watch with Leroy is also coming up. But let's start here. The mayor of Tshwane today tabled her State of the City address. And we've had conversations about the budget in Tshwane. We've had lots of conversations leading up to now, her first 100 days. And she is on the line with us this evening. A very good evening. Mayor Nasipi Moya, good evening, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Evening, Pimelo. It's good to be online with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while, but it's very clear that you've been very busy in the city of Tshwane. Let's talk about, first of all, the umbrella, the six priorities that you have for the city. Your sense of how well you're doing, or, are you not yet confident enough to say you're doing well?
I must stop being like this and just say I think we are making progress.
Yeah,
you realize that the six priorities, we're carrying them from the 100 day plan.
Yeah.
We've tweaked them here and there, but I think we're doing well. Yeah. I think so.
There are many, many things that you've tabled here, and you've gone into great detail, especially when you're saying, the six priorities, and that you have tweaked some of that. I must say, one that comes to mind, top of the list for me, is just the finances of the city and the speed with which you're managing to reduce that debtor's book. Just let's talk a little bit about some of the schemes and the projects that you've been able to implement to bring down that debt.
Yeah, so I think what is quite important, we obviously had to key milestones where we can see whether we are making a dent and making progress when it comes to the financial stability of the city. But at the onset, what we needed to work on was the debtors book and the creditors book. The creditors book at the time, it was 11 billion rand, and we've been working on that creditors book. It helped with the Eskom one because that was the majority of the debt. The fact that now, we can manage our cash flow better and not attract interest due to the payment agreement that we have with Eskom. But what is lovely about that work is that we've been able to pay over 8 billion rand in the space of 3 months, which I think is just awesome that we're able to do so within the conditions of the payment agreement, because that has always been the risk. It continues to be the risk that we renege from the payment agreement. But also there was another creditor that we're not talking about, in fact, because we're at the tail end of finishing it off.
The Randwater.
Which is the... No, the Peu.
Oh, the Peu one, yes.
It was 4.7 billion rand when it was discovered in 2022. We were able to make the final payment at the end of March.
Mm.
But also we are improving for the rest of the service providers. We are improving and going back to paying people within 30 days as required by law.
Mm.
So on the creditors side, we're doing well. In terms of the debtors, I remember when we were reporting on the 100 days, we said the debtors book is not going down, instead it's going up.
Mm.
We committed to analyze it and say, who is in the debtors book? How much is irrecoverable there so that we can have a strategy? That strategy we took to council at the end of January. And we basically asked council to allow us to afford the residents and businesses a debt relief scheme.
Mm. Mm.
So dealing with those who are connected illegally that want to be normalized, we deal with the child-headed household, the indigent households, the deceased estates to write off those ones. But also for households and the residents who really, people have not recovered from COVID. And most of the debt that they have, and where Tshwane Adima is focusing, that is the debt and the interest that accumulated because people lost their businesses and their jobs during COVID.
With regards to the debt relief scheme that you're just referring to now, Mayor, I just want to ask you, how significant that gesture has been in encouraging people to start again. In other words, are you seeing that once you have written off some of this debt, they are starting to pay the new bills again. Are you seeing that kind of reciprocal action?
Not yet. Okay. Not in the first month. So what we have been able to see is that within 4 weeks, we had over 13,000 households who have come forward with business, right? And so there's a process now. Once you apply, we must check and we must make sure we give you a meter if you were connecting illegally. If you had a debt, we must normalize your debt. So there's an admin process.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll be able to start a reporting on with the impact of this process maybe at the end of April and in May.
Okay.
That's when we'll start seeing the impact of it.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So you're not yet seeing the results thereof, but at least people are, you know, are resetting, or at least you've given them a chance to reset.
Yes, definitely.
I want us to talk about some of the priorities that you have. You spoke about infrastructure. You do have very, very old infrastructure, and you've made it a point to invest in infrastructure. The issue about infrastructure is security. And let's talk a little bit about how you are coming into some sort of an agreement with yourselves and the police to protect the security, I mean, the infrastructure. We are seeing reports of, for instance, some of the industrial parks that, you know, were established for good reason, but now, you know, businesses are closing because they're not secure, and there's vandalism and, you know, theft and all those kinds of things.
I think the first thing is that obviously for us, if you're looking at our second priority, which is the economic revitalization, for us to restore confidence of business in our city must be safe.
Mm.
So the TMPD working with SAPS is important just to give a business and a residents the sense that they are safe in their communities. I think that's the first thing.
Mm.
But when it comes to infrastructure particularly, I did share a bit of the approach that we are taking. A few years ago, there was a decision where security was withdrawn because of the financial situation of the city. That has left us with over billion rand in losses in terms of theft and vandalism. And so there's a loss that comes with that infrastructure that is not protected. Question is, how do you do differently? So we've categorized our infrastructure in terms of the substations, the reservoirs, and there's an approach, for instance, for substations on how to protect them using technology, you know, and also you back that up with armed response. How do you make sure that you protect your reservoirs so that people don't just come in your reservoir and I mean, it's quite vulnerable in that way.
Yes.
So we have taken a decision that the asset protection strategy that we have, it looks at the different levels of criticality of our infrastructure, that we want to deal with the issue of cable theft. We already have a unit at TMPD that just needs to be augmented with our private security and armed response to assist them with that. So we do have now that strategy that is going to help us with a security of our infrastructure. One thing that has not happened is to invest in this prevention of these losses, but I'm saying we are both spending money anyway. Might as well spend on prevention rather than when we are responding to theft and vandalism. So that is a dedicated, you know, aspect of our plans, that we can't want all these infrastructure being built, refurbished, and not protected.
Mm. The Operation Shanela, I mean, we've seen it, you know, quite active, but it's also expanded itself and its work into police visibility in areas that we know have been problematic in Jukulane and the like, Winterfeld and so on. How are you measuring the impact that it has on those communities?
So how we measure it, firstly, I must be honest, Operation Shanela has helped us a great deal in Tshwane. Pretoria West, I mean, we've got stubborn areas like Jukulane, Stinkwater, Mamelodi. We've got very stubborn areas when it comes to crime and the very sophisticated types of crimes that happen in those areas. So that operation has helped us. And remember, I would have reported that we signed an operation, a cooperation agreement with the Minister of Police and the Community Safety at province. So that visibility, what it means, this operation, Shanela, is that we all put together our resources for impact. So we are part of it as TMPD. How we measure it now is that obviously SAPS would give us and tell us that Sunnyside is no longer on the top 30 of the police that, you know, that are hotspots in the country.
Okay.
So that's how we, like, you know, when they start telling us that Jubilee, the number of these different crimes have reduced since we deployed the task team. In Sunnyside, they were telling us, they were giving us a report in another meeting on how the nature of crime that is happening there is significantly changing and reducing. So that's how we get, we then get per police station, especially on the where there are hotspot areas. That's how we measure the impact. But we're not out of the woods yet. For as long as we had the case we had last night of the CIT that happened in Jugulane last night, and we still have what happened in Merrimee, for instance, it shows in Winterfeld, it shows that we are not out of the woods yet. But what I'm comfortable with is the fact that criminals are uncomfortable because they never know when they're going to be hit by the police.
The approval for the investment into a new bus system, that's great news. When are you likely to start, you know, doing the work?
So you're talking about the BOCA agreement?
That's correct.
Yes. So basically that, as part of obviously the transformation of the public sector, we then need to pay the taxes to move out of the route so we can put the route for BRT. So we approved this as council at the end of November. And the taxes now must be paid, and then we must then start implementing the routes. There are two routes, for instance, in Tshwane that we are busy with, which is moving from the Mamelodi Attridgeville to Menlyn side. The projects that are ongoing there, it's part of the work that we need to do with the taxi industry. There are the routes, for instance, that were paid for a long time ago, that we started the conversation with the taxi industry to say, but you're not supposed to be using these routes. They belong to City of Tshwane for us to put affordable buses there. But the work started, obviously, before the 12-year agreement. But the agreement, this one, was approved at the end of November, and we continue then with the infrastructure to make sure that people are transitioned from taxis to BRT.
Mayor, we've got a caller here who quickly has a comment or a question. Siyabonga in Centurion. Thank you so much, Siyabonga, for calling us. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Pamela. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. Go ahead, Siyabonga.
You know what? The mayor that you are having there is our mayor, but she's far away from us. We've been asking her to come to us. Now we've been out of electricity for 7 days, and no one from her office that came and addressed us as the paying residents of Wobbeloot and the greater Centurion on the east side. So we've wrote many memorandums. We've dropped them. Even today, we are coming from her office, and they still didn't come today. And we have memorandums that we've sent to her. She never replied. She never acknowledged. She's doing nothing, actually, for us as a Wobbeloot community. We've attended all his her imbizos.
Siyabonga, let me quickly give her a chance if she's got to go. Which area is this?
Wobbeloot, 148 Wobbeloot,
okay.
Right next to R55.
Don't drop the phone, Siyabonga. Just take a mayor, do you have a response to that?
Yeah, it's not true that no one from my office has been there. The deputy mayor and some of the MMCs have been there. The biggest issue that we have in that area is the issue of inconsistent supply of electricity, because the substation is overloaded. So there are upgrades that we are about to start in that substation, and we have planned to add a new substation to deal with the overload. That's what is happening there. But today, people arrived while I was delivering a speech. I wasn't expecting, you know, someone to come and talk to me. So today was a bit chaotic, but there's work that is happening to make sure that that area has a strong supply of electricity.
All right. Sebang, I don't know if that satisfies you. We can take you offline if you like. Is that okay for you? Is that satisfactory?
No, that is not satisfactory, because then the reason why we went to her office is because they neglected us. Actually, the mayor just appointed us as the resident of the of Wevelos. Because then last time she said she was coming, and she didn't come. She sent the deputy mayor, of which they just came for 2 hours, then they left for other programs. When we were trying to address our issues, they said, no, this is not the platform. So now, I don't know if the mayor is saying that is aware of what is happening. I'm a bit worried, even if she knows where we stay, because then we called her many times. She never came.
Mayor, you know, I imagine there would be many like Siyabonga who say, you know, we have these pressing issues. Everybody's issue is important. What's your response to those who saying, yes, we hear you. You are a mayor, as he says, but there are things that we need to be addressed, and we don't think that the service delivery is adequate.
Yeah, so last Friday, we had a Riaspana in the same area, Siyabonga area, to respond to the issues that were raised when there was a public meeting. I think what has been missing here is just me personally to be there. But I thought, I mean, if I send my colleagues who will do the work, you know, that would be enough. But we had a service delivery program in the same area there. And I know the biggest issue there is that the ward councillor is not present. And, I mean, there was a time, I mean, the community was protesting there. But us taking a service delivery program, we are responding to issues that have been raised by the community. But maybe we'll find time then to go there personally then to meet with the community.
You did make the, you know, one of the points about service delivery. And so, you know, what were your commitments in your speech? Because you did address this going forward.
So it's addressing the backlogs.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of backlogs in terms of patching potholes, streetlights, grass cutting. And I mean, for grass cutting and potholes, the rain just made everything worse. As we're trying to, you know, to catch up, the rains happen. But we need to address between now and the 30th of June. We've got targets on how many streetlights we need to restore, HIMARS lights, potholes to patch, and, you know, addressing water leaks, and, of course, the issues of outages while we are upgrading and refurbishing substations. So that's the work that will happen between now and the end of June. Obviously, then, with the new budget, we have a more comprehensive approach on how we're going to deal with particularly electricity and water. But in the meantime, we just are putting out fires and make sure that we get to the communities that have been waiting for us for too long as the city.
When I started earlier, one of the things I asked you about is the Rand Water bill. Am I correct in saying that? Are you up to date?
Yes. And Mahalis.
And Mahalis as well. All right. Mayor, I think we would need more time because I think there's a lot to get through. As you can hear, many other people want to hear some of the other plans. But let's maybe park it for another day where perhaps you'll have time with us in studio and we can get through some of the issues that we haven't been able to touch on today.
That would be my pleasure. All thank
right.
you so much.
Mayor of Tshwane, Dr. Nasipi Moya, thank you so much for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.